I had a very successful virtual Thanksgiving with my mom. It was only successful because I took the time to plan it. Many times when it comes to our own family and friends, we tend to wing it. Normally, this might be okay to do, but since I knew Thanksgiving in the year 2020 would be anything but normal, I forced myself to plan out our virtual events, and I'm so glad I took the time to do this. It really paid off, and I felt like I was with my mom in person the whole day. In fact, she said it was one of the best Thanksgivings ever, and I wasn't even physically with her. Before you wing it, plan with purpose. Winging it can also happen at work. In the same way, it can happen with friends and family. Maybe you are getting comfortable with your team and stop putting as much effort into meetings, or maybe you get comfortable with a client and stop pushing yourself to innovate new ideas. The remedy for this is to build in creative planning days to your schedule so you can step out of your regular routine to strategize and plan something new for the people you are working with and for every day. The pitch challenge today: set aside 2 hours this week for some creative planning time. Is your team hitting or missing their goals? Instead of pushing them harder, push yourself to innovate a new strategy for them, or a new contest, or a game to encourage creative competitiveness. Planning with purpose will breathe new life into your problems or stagnant situation. Winging it conveys you have very little skin in the game, you're not as invested, or that you really don't care. This is not the case for most of us. However, when we wing it, this is the message that speaks the loudest.